The choice of running mate is arguably the most important decision a presidential candidate must make before the election, one that provides hints as to how the potential commander-in-chief would make decisions and ultimately govern the nation if elected. Barack Obama has tapped Delaware Senator Joe Biden, who has served for 6 consecutive terms and is chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. A senior Obama advisor, Robert Gibbs, says Biden fulfills the most important duty of a vice president, the ability to serve as president should the need arise.
Senator Biden has unparalleled foreign policy experience. We hired him for his judgment to lead this country if something happens to Barack Obama, and the judgment and the advice that he'll give the next president of the United States. And we think we've got a fabulous pick. We've got somebody who hasn't forgotten where they're from and somebody who can help rebuild this country.
Gibbs was speaking on the Fox News Sunday television program. Polls show Americans generally view Obama as the candidate who most represents change and a break from the status quo. But polls also show a majority of Americans view his Republican rival, John McCain, as more experienced and better equipped to serve as commander-in-chief. Since Saturday, numerous political analysts have commented that Biden helps counteract Obama's perceived weaknesses on governance, but that as someone who has served in Congress for more than 3 decades, Biden also blunts Obama's overriding message of bringing change to Washington. Already, the McCain campaign has released advertisements pointing out instances during the primary season in which Biden suggested Obama lacked the experience needed to be president. Biden was competing with Obama and others for the Democratic nomination at the time, but dropped out of the race early on. McCain ads have also attacked Obama for passing over his fiercest primary rival, New York Senator Hillary Clinton, for the vice presidential slot. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who competed against McCain in the Republican primaries, echoed that message on ABC's This Week program.
Senator Obama has made a choice more out of weakness than strength. It's quite clear. The strong choice would have been Hillary Clinton. The obvious choice would have been Hillary Clinton. She had 50% of the Democratic vote. Obama has 50% of the Democratic vote.
Recent polls show roughly 1 in 5 who voted for Clinton in the primaries favor McCain over Obama, despite repeated Clinton statements urging her supporters to rally behind the presumptive Democratic nominee. Whether the Democrats can unite as a party during this week's national convention, after a bruising primary season, remains to be seen. Obama's chief strategist, David Axelrod, gave a preview of the core message that will be heard at the convention, beginning with Obama's personal story.
The son of a single mother, working his way up and then going back to work in communities that were felled by steel plant closings. We're going to tell that story, but we're also going to tell the story about what's happened to the country under the policies that we've seen under the broken politics of Washington. We're not going to shy away from making a contrast.
The Republican National Convention begins next week. The McCain campaign has hinted that the Arizona senator could name his running mate as early as this Friday, the day after the close of the Democratic National Convention. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.